Yo, what's up, everybody? How you doing? I hope you guys are doing great today. This is Behind the Language, your best podcast for you to listen to whenever you are at the gym, whenever you are driving, and you know the deal. I'm Teacher Rodrigo Norato, your podcast host, and this is episode 53. Who's been here since the first episode? Well, without further ado, let's talk about plans. Yes, we're going to talk about plans today. So I have got four questions in here. And the question number one is, do you plan your next steps? You know, are you the type of person that plans your next steps? Question number two, do you take notes of what you want to do in the future? I'll ask you again, do you take notes of what you want to do in the future? I hope you do. You know, taking notes is going to be very important. Question number three, do you set daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly goals? I'll ask you again, question number three, do you set daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly goals? And finally, question number four, what's the importance of planning your future? What's the importance of planning your future? Yes, so we're going to start with questions today. You know, I don't normally start with questions. We usually have the questions later, but I want you to start thinking about them. Sound good? All right, so you already know, before we delve into this amazing life topic, don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at teacher.rodrigonorato and also at English in Brazil, where you will get to see all the teachers together, the whole team together. There's so much going on and you need to catch up with all the news. So let me guide you through it. I'm gonna start with the first thing, which is the speaking in Brazil. You know, Karina has been hosting interviews with professionals from different areas. And I'm so happy because I got to sit down with her to talk about, you know, my favorite topics, right? Accents, variants, pronunciation, Black English, and so much more. And this is the newest podcast on her YouTube channel. You should go there right now and check it out. She has interviewed so many people. Carol, she interviewed Isabella, she interviewed Tim, she interviewed so many people, and that includes me as well. And also she interviewed two of the best professionals in this country, Daniel and Ulysses. Second thing you have to know is about the pronunciation masters. You know, this is our pronunciation course that we created together. Karina and I have put together our best material in one specific course, but only for those who want to speak English and feel confident about it. You know what I'm saying? So link is in the description of this episode. If you really want to speak English more confidently, if you want to learn everything you need to speak better and more clearly, this is your course. So go ahead and join us by clicking on the link in the description. Also, you will see all the English in Brazil in action on our Instagram. So make sure you go there and follow all of us. Deal? You know, because we have different things going on. We have the SOS Viagem, which is one course. We have the regular English in Brazil course. You have teachers talking about pronunciation, talking about movies, teaching you vocabulary, and so much more. So you have to go right now and check them all out. All right, so now that I gave you all this news, well, let's talk about what's gonna happen in this episode. Well, in this episode of Behind the Language, the BTL, we will talk about the importance of planning your life, planning your future, planning your next move, planning your next days, weeks, months, years. You know, having dreams and set up plans will help you live more comfortably and excitedly. And I can assure you of that. You know, my life has really changed after I started taking notes of things that I really want to do in the future. Knowing that you will soon be accomplishing something, you know, it could be anything, like going on a trip, maybe, you know, something as simple as celebrating your birthday or simply visiting a friend, you know, in a different city or maybe in your city, you know, just planning something ahead. This will help you want to get there. What do I mean by that? I mean that whenever you set goals for your life, whenever you have plans, dreams, something that you have already, you know, put your mind to, you will have more energy to work harder to go get it. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be very important. And, you know, usually for the podcast shows, what I do is I have English classes, right? I teach so many English classes during the week, and I talk to a whole lot of people. I teach over 40 hours of class every week, and I talk to so many people every week. And many of my students have reported that once they started learning English without a plan, without a purpose, it was not that easy to keep up. You know, it's funny, but look at this. I'm gonna say that again. They reported to me that when they started learning English without a plan, they just go like, well, I'm gonna study English just because, you know, I want to study this language because, you know, everybody studies, so why not, right? They didn't have a plan. They didn't have a purpose. It was not easy to keep up. It was not easy to continue studying. What they reported basically was, man, I didn't have a plan, so I gave up. Because they didn't see where they were going. But once they planned something, you know, a trip, an exchange program they'd be participating soon, you know, participating in a trip or in an immersion, you know, once they had those plans, things have changed for them because they began to feel more motivated. And that plan had tacked on more energy, to their learning process. You know what I'm saying? So automatically they wanted to learn more and more because they knew where they wanted to get and they had already set a plan. They had already set a goal for them to achieve. So that was easier for them to keep up. So what I'm trying to say is that if you study English, but you don't know why you do it, maybe it's going to be more difficult for you to keep studying. But if you have a goal and you want to get there, you know where you want to get, it's going to be easier for you to keep up with your studies because you know where you want to get. Does that make any sense? Look, have you ever noticed that whenever you buy a ticket to travel or you start thinking about that trip more often and you can picture yourself there, you know, it feels like the trip has already started. Have you ever done that before? You know, it's just like this. Well, I really want to go to Disney. I really want to go to Walt Disney World. And you're just like this. Well, yeah, that's just a dream, you know. But then you go to either Rio or Sao Paulo, Porto Alegre or Brasilia, Recife, and you get your visa. And now you have a visa to go to the United States. You are allowed to go into that country. And then you buy your ticket to go to Miami, and then you're going to rent a car and you're gonna drive all the way to Orlando. So you're gonna make that dream come true. Whenever you buy the ticket, I promise you, life will feel much better. Life will look pretty. That's exactly what will happen to you. And with your English process, if you plan something, and take action to get there. So let me share this personal story with you. Look at this. On July the 5th, I'm taking a group of students to the UK and France. And we have it all set up, okay? I mean, if you want to participate in this group, I'm sorry, but you know, your time is up. Maybe next year. So we are ready to go. We are just waiting for the big day. You know, I teach classes, as I told you before, you know, a lot of hours, you know, usually from 8 in the morning to 10:30 at night. So, of course, I feel really exhausted. And oftentimes, I feel like quitting. I'm a person, okay? I'm a human being. So, you know, sometimes I feel stressed. I have headaches, stomach aches. I feel sick. I don't feel like teaching. You know, I don't feel like, you know, recording a podcast. You know, I'm just a normal person. And sometimes I feel like reducing my work hours. You know, because I teach so many hours, or simply canceling a class. You just go like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I'm going to cancel a class today. However, I don't do it. Okay. You don't see me quitting. You don't see me reducing my work hours, and you don't see me canceling classes. I don't do it because I know I will soon be living an amazing moment, and English will make a difference. So, you know, not only in my life, but also in my students' lives. So I keep on teaching, and it gives me the energy that I need to continue teaching and waking up tomorrow and doing it again and again, over and over again. What I'm trying to say is that you will feel tired. You will feel like giving up. And that's okay, all right? That's okay to feel this way. But if you don't have a plan for the future, you might give up. And you don't want to give up because you don't want to quit. You don't want to be a quitter. You want to be a person who has accomplished your goals. So set goals for the future. Small goals, big goals, huge goals. You know, it's just like, well, I'm going to learn how to use the simple past. Well, I'm going to learn the difference between the simple past and the present perfect. Or I'm going to travel by myself for the first time and use my English. You know, you are going to set goals and life will be easier. So the point I'm trying to get across with is that if you know something amazing will happen anytime soon, it will help you do what has to be done. So please make sure you have a dream, you have a plan, that you have something that you want to achieve. It will change your energy. It will change your level of motivation. Sound good? All right, so since we are here talking about the future, first things first, you know that there are 7 different forms of the future tense in English. Yeah, I know how crazy it is, but look, when it comes to setting goals, we can use 3 of them, and that's what I'm gonna teach you. So there are 3 forms of the future that you have to know. The first one is the simple future, the famous will. The second one is the verb be. So now you're going to understand the importance of the verb to be. You know, the am, is, are, and also going to. The most common one, okay? You're going to hear that all the time. I'm going to do that. She's going to do that. Oh my God, we are going to do that. You know, that's very common. And also we have the third one, which is the present continuous. Oh my God, teacher, really? Present continuous. Yes, I know. That's the weird one for many of my students and followers too, because present continuous is something that is happening right now, right? For example, I am recording this podcast. You are listening to this podcast. So that is exactly something that's happening right now, but we can also use that for the future. Well, each and every one of them has its own importance and usage. So you got to be careful because you might be willing to say something that you can, you know, express, but you can be understood differently because you chose the wrong verb tense. You know what I'm saying? So let's get this out of the way. So let me help you understand them. The first one, as I told you before, is the simple future. Well, simple future using the verb will. You know, the simple future is used to express a decision you make for the future. So whenever you make a decision, you have not planned anything yet, but you've already decided that you will do it. I'll give you some examples. This is my decision. Hey, I will travel in July. Where am I going to travel? I don't know yet. I didn't buy the tickets. I don't have anything. I just made a decision. I will travel in July. Look at this. You can say that. You can use that by saying, oh, I have been listening to Teacher Rodrigo's podcast, Behind the Language. So I will study English with Teacher Rodrigo. I will study English with Teacher Rodrigo. You didn't call me. You didn't send me a DM. You didn't send me a text on my WhatsApp or whatever. You never talked to me, but you have already made a decision that you will study English with me. Does that make sense? Third example, and this is real, okay? I will not procrastinate anymore. I will not procrastinate anymore. You know, this is just a decision. I didn't do anything. So whenever you make a decision for the future, we use the verb will. Okay, so make decisions for your future. I will study English. I will read a book this year in English. I will listen to every single podcast episode. You know, make decisions. Well, the second form is, as I told you before, the verb to be plus going to. As you already know, we need to use the famous verb be. We have three forms in the present. Am, is, and are. And we're going to use, oh, look at this, what I just said. And we are going to use them whenever you're creating this structure. The verb be plus going to. It's used to show your intentions to do something in the future. So look at this. Will, you make decisions for the future. Now you show your intentions to do something in the future. I'll give you some examples. You already know, I will travel in July. And look at my intention. I'm going to take my students to Brighton and Canterbury. I am going to take my students to Brighton and Canterbury. Those are two cities in the south of England. Because we're going to be in Hastings, so we're going to be traveling around the area. You know, Brighton, Canterbury, Rye, you know, different cities in the south. So I'm going to take them there. Second example in here, my intentions. I'm going to talk about sports people play in the United States on a podcast. Yeah, you know, maybe for the next episodes, I'm going to talk about sports people play in the United States. That would be my intention. Another intention I have is I'm going to use my credit card so that I can get miles to travel again. So when I'm using I am plus going to, the verb to be plus going to, I'm showing you my intentions. Does that make sense? All right, so let me go to the third example. The third form of the future is actually the present continuous, which is the verb to be. So now you understand the importance of learning the verb to be. Because people go like this, oh my God, I've been studying English for so long. Oh, English at school was terrible. I only learned the verb to be. Yes, because the verb to be is the base of the language. You have to understand it. Look at this. We're talking about the future and we are using the verb to be, baby. You have to learn the verb to be. You know what I'm saying? So set this plan right now. You know, make that decision and say it to yourself. I will learn the verb to be. I will learn the verb to be. And show me your intentions. I'm going to learn the verb to be this month. Show me your intentions. You know what I'm saying? So the present continuous is the verb to be plus the main verb. And this main verb will be in the ing form, which means that it sounds like something is happening right now, but it's used when you are sure it's happening in the future. You have already planned out everything. You know, let's say that you're going to talk about travel. You got the tickets already. You know the date. You know the time. You have already paid for everything, just like me and my students when it comes to going to Hastings in July. So look at this first sentence I got. I'm traveling to the UK on July the 5th with a group of students. This has been already set. I'm not going to change that plan because this is a plan and I will stick to it. Make sense? So let me say that again. I'm traveling to the UK on July the 5th with a group of students. Number two, I'm taking my wife with me because it's much more fun. I'm taking my wife with me because it's much more fun. So this is a plan. I made a decision. I showed her my intentions and we bought the tickets. So I'm taking her with me because it's much more fun. I don't like to travel by myself. That's not good. Third and last sentence for you to check out. Whenever I travel, I drive to the airport and I'm parking my car at the airport. I'm parking my car at the airport. This is already planned. I have already bought the tickets. You know what I'm saying? So now that you know the difference, you know, between these three in there, simple future using the verb will, Be plus going to for your intentions, and the present continuous for the set up plans. You should choose the correct verb tense to express exactly what you mean. Either a decision, an intention, or a real plan. Sound good? So if you make a decision, make sure you don't get distracted on the way. There are so many things that will put you off track. Try not getting distracted by them. You know, you are at the gym, working out, and following a diet. Don't break the process because of a box of chocolate. If you have an intention to do something, make sure you do everything you can to make it happen. You can transform that intention into a real plan. There's nothing more rewarding than accomplishing what once was just an intention, but then you made it happen. And finally, if you planned everything out, make sure you work so hard right now because you already know that something amazing is happening soon. You already know the day, the time, and everything is already set up. You know what? Planning your life, maybe only for next week, or maybe only for tomorrow, will help you live a much more meaningful life. I hope that this episode has inspired you to set your goals for the future. So make decisions, have intentions, and plan your future. Well, so apparently we're coming to the end of another episode of Behind the Language, your dose of English and culture. Make sure you follow me at teacher.rodrigonorato on Instagram and also at English in Brazil. I'm Rodrigo Norato from English in Brazil. I'll see you in the future.